This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Stem cell therapy shows breakthrough potential for diabetes treatment. Researchers are increasingly turning to embryonic stem cells as a promising avenue for diabetes treatment, harnessing their unique, pluripotent properties to potentially transform how the condition is managed. According to research cited by Medical Express, these cells give rise to all 30 trillion cells in the human body from just approximately 100 initial embryonic stem cells, offering unprecedented therapeutic possibilities for regenerating insulin-producing beta cells. 30 trillion cells in the human body originate from approximately 100 embryonic stem cells. Global diabetes prevalence and treatment gap. Millions of people worldwide, by treatment status, 2,24537 people living with diabetes, 240 me, receiving adequate treatment, 297 mem, with inadequate or no treatment. Source, International Diabetes Federation, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News Pluripotency, the key to cellular regeneration. The remarkable ability of embryonic stem cells to differentiate into any cell type in the human body represents a fundamental breakthrough in regenerative medicine. This pluripotency, as noted in the Medical Express report, offers unique therapeutic potential for conditions requiring cellular replacement therapy. Scientists are particularly focused on developing protocols to direct stem cells toward becoming pancreatic beta cells, the insulin-producing cells destroyed in type 1 diabetes. Research efforts have demonstrated successful differentiation of embryonic stem cells into functional insulin-producing cells in laboratory settings. Current research developments suggest that stem cell-derived beta cells could potentially restore natural insulin production in diabetic patients, offering an alternative to lifelong insulin therapy. Clinical applications and current trials. Multiple clinical trials are currently investigating stem cell therapies for diabetes treatment. Research teams at major medical centers are developing encapsulation technologies to protect transplanted stem cell-derived beta cells from immune rejection while allowing insulin secretion. Regulatory agencies have approved several investigational new drug applications for stem cell-based diabetes treatments, marking significant regulatory progress in this field. Early phase clinical trials have shown promising results, with some patients demonstrating reduced insulin requirements following stem cell therapy. However, researchers emphasize that long-term safety data remain essential before widespread clinical implementation. Challenges and future directions. Despite promising developments, significant challenges remain in translating stem cell research into routine clinical practice. Immune rejection, tumorigenicity risks, and the complexity of pancreatic cell development continue to pose hurdles for researchers. Scientists are exploring innovative approaches, including induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, derived from patients' own cells to minimize rejection risks. The World Health Organization recognizes the potential of stem cell therapy approaches for treating diabetes. Recent advances in gene editing technologies combined with stem cell research offer additional possibilities for creating diabetes-resistant beta cells, potentially providing curative rather than symptomatic treatments. Embryonic stem cells demonstrate the remarkable ability to differentiate from just approximately 100 initial cells into all 30 trillion cells comprising the adult human body, offering unprecedented therapeutic potential for regenerative medicine applications. Medical Express Research Report. Key takeaways: embryonic stem cells pluripotency enables differentiation into any cell type, including insulin-producing beta cells. Multiple clinical trials are investigating stem cell therapies for diabetes, with regulatory approval for several investigational treatments. An estimated 537 million people worldwide live with diabetes. According to the International Diabetes Federation, gene editing combined with stem cell technology may offer curative diabetes treatments. Frequently asked questions: how do stem cells potentially treat diabetes? Stem cells can be directed to differentiate into insulin-producing beta cells, potentially replacing the destroyed cells in diabetic patients. This could restore natural insulin production and reduce dependence on external insulin therapy. Are stem cell diabetes treatments currently available? Stem cell therapies for diabetes are currently in clinical trials and not yet available as standard treatment. Regulatory agencies have approved several investigational studies, but long-term safety and efficacy data are still being collected. What are the main challenges for stem cell diabetes therapy? Key challenges include immune rejection of transplanted cells, potential tumor formation, and the complex process of directing stem cells to become functional beta cells. Researchers are developing encapsulation and genetic modification strategies to address these issues. As stem cell research continues advancing, the convergence of regenerative medicine, gene editing, and diabetes treatment represents one of the most promising frontiers in modern healthcare. The potential to harness the therapeutic properties of embryonic stem cells for diabetes patients worldwide underscores the remarkable power of cellular biology in addressing chronic disease. Source: Stem cells have potent potential for diabetes treatment. At context, cell therapy shows breakthrough potential for diabetes treatment. Description: Stem cell therapy shows breakthrough potential for diabetes treatment. Clinical trials using embryonic stem cells to regenerate insulin-producing beta cells offer new hope. Author: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ News Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-24. Date modified: 2026-05-24. Stem cells potentially treat diabetes? Accepted answer. Type answer. Text. Stem cells can be directed to differentiate into insulin-producing beta cells, potentially replacing the destroyed cells in diabetic patients. This could restore natural insulin production, reduce dependence on external insulin therapy. Type question. Name. Are stem cell diabetes treatments currently available? Accepted answer. At answer. Text. Stem cell therapies for diabetes are currently in clinical trials and not yet available as standard treatment. Regulatory agencies have approved several investigational studies, but long-term safety and efficacy data are still being collected. At type question. Name. What are the main challenges for stem cell diabetes therapy? Accepted answer. Text. Key challenges include immune rejection of transplanted cells, potential tumor formation, and the complex process of directing stem cells to become functional beta cells. Researchers are developing encapsulation and genetic modification strategies to address these issues.